All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with just 30 minutes of City of Broken Dreamers. You are encouraged to pick up the game yourself. Don't wait for me to spoil the whole game. It's still in development. You can go ahead and support it. And we're probably going to even cut it off at the... I'm only giving you the stuff that's available to the public. I'm not giving you the Patreon-only stuff. You're just going to have to check that out on your own. Again, you are encouraged to buy the game. It's not that expensive. I'm sure a lot of you guys can afford it. Especially if, you know, you like what you're seeing here. Okay, so... this is probably a waste of time. Better be worth dragging me here, Chandra. Alright, Chandra, what's so important that you dragged me over here? Holy shit, I wasn't sure you'd actually show. I said I would. Well, park your ass. Grim, you've arrived. Please make this place less boring. Hey, Abby, holding up just fine, I see. I survived somehow or another. What are you even doing in this place? Doesn't seem like you. What do you mean? Thought you hated this bougie stuff. She does brunch like every weekend her mom used to. Fuck that, I just love to people watch. Like over there, look at those assholes. All cut up and how special they are, vapid as shit. This is like going to a zoo. And I think that one caught your scent, Grim. You mean the one that looks dumber than a toaster? Yeah, but a toaster you can fuck. Oh great, Chandra, she caught you staring. Wait, she didn't want Grim. Incoming to you, Abby. Looking towards Abby. Hi there! Hope it isn't an imposition, but I wanted to say you are an inspiration. Thanks. It's so brave of you to come out of Milltown, but you show these fascists that we won't back down. We're with you, sister. My existence is suffering after all. Why do you have a camera? We can take a selfie together. I have over 10,000 followers, and it would be great for your struggle to show that we all believe in equality. Your kind and my kind living as one, like it should be. Of course, it's such an honor for me to be seen with your kind. Chandra whispers to you. Oh shit, this is gonna be good. I was just here having brunch with my friends, and I was thinking, you know what I need? A rescue. If only some self-absorbed, pretentious rich girl would come up and ruin my appetite before my shired eggs even arrived, then my day would be complete. After all, if I didn't help her feel better about her utter banality, whatever would I do? I was just trying to be nice, you little bitch. Let's just get out of here. Fucking milchers. Ha, that was prime fucking epic. I wish I was recording. And this is why I hate coming here. Come on, you always handle yourself, and it's uber entertaining. For you, I'm tired of it, Shandy. I don't exist to make some stranger feel better about themselves. Fucking hipsters. I understand Gloria a lot more now. Who? A girl like you, her condition isn't quite as obvious, though. Not as apparent, you say? Shit, I... fucking with you. I do that a lot. Get used to it. Right. I'd love to meet her sometime. Well, I have to find her first. She ran off. Oh, that's what Mom was freaking out about this morning then. Wait, what did she say? Not so fast. What's in it for your favorite little sex kitten? Not now, Chandra. This is serious. All right. I heard her screaming on the phone. Get my men to Redondo Beach, Victoria, now. Good impression. Damn straight. Sounded important. Sam, send that info to Betty. Done, sir. Well, fuck me. Sorry, but I gotta go. Already? We haven't even gotten food yet. I'll pass. Good luck. Thanks, I'll take all I can get. 36? Ugh, 37? 38? Hey, Sonya. Jesus Christ, Kay, what the hell? Your comms are off, and I needed to talk to you. Ugh, shit, I forgot to turn them back on. I just needed a timeout. You didn't forget, you just wanted some alone time because you hate this mission. Not now. Not now, she says again. Then when? You aren't on your game, everyone can see it. I'm still on, trust me. I do, but I'm not your problem. Vostok has intel, but they haven't told anyone yet. They'll be calling in a deployment soon. When? 3 hours, give or take. Usual spot. I'll be ready. Then I'll RSVP. Hey, Kay, does this seem normal to you? Sure, and no. Having both Baynard and Vostok after the same person, pretty normal. The evidence-free charges? Hey, it's L.A. Lab coats, gunships, police mechs, again, L.A. Your ex going rogue, though? That's totally normal. About as normal as me. You're worried about Grimm, and that's normal, too, but I know how this is gonna go down, and you're gonna want to be there, even if just to prevent Tex from fragging Grimm. Heh, Grimm would wipe the floor with Tex. Then it falls to you or the other dozen ghosts on the job. I'll back you either way. Thanks. You're like my best friend, so don't mention it. Nope, no words. It's true that you're also my only friend. Sure, Kay. Thanks, but I still need to get paid. Rent is due, and I spent it on a quad setup. The VR is prime. I have no idea what you're talking about, but you know I'm good for it. I know I can see your bank accounts. Ugh. Well, Grimm, this is it. Fuck me. Back at the stairway to heaven. Hey, Venus. Venus? I believe she is recharging, sir. Thank you for that astute observation, Sam. Well, better see how they're making out. So, he come back? Why ask? Thought you were following the ghost man. Hey, fuck off. I get enough shit from the rest of them. I don't need it from you as well. Cool your tits, girl. Just yawning from the waiting. Saw the ghost man. No girl, though. Well, go. I'll keep a lookout. I see the girl, I'll let you know. Fine, just don't fuck anything up, yeah? And girl, you're gonna freeze your ass off when it pours tonight. All over the net, storm's coming. I'll be fine. So long as I don't get shot. So he returns. Get what you needed? Yeah. Tell me that Lee gave you something? Ask him. Well? Yep, helped me narrow down a region to scan, still looking to find her track through the city. How long do you need? A few hours. Hours? I thought you said it would be quick. This is quick. LA has thousands of cameras and I'm not a hacker. The client gave me access to the tracking system, but I have to run it off cycle. It will take time, but I'll find her. Without what Grimm gave us, it might have been days instead. God damn it, work faster. Ease up, Henry. Sorry, I know. I just feel so helpless. She's out there all alone. You know as well as I do that she can take care of herself. She'll be just fine when we find her. Grimm, we put Ellen where Gloria was staying. She doesn't seem too happy. Well, that's Ellen. She's never happy. Still, you may want to check on her. You're probably right. I'll go see how she's holding up. Ellen, how you doing? Just fucking peachy. How does it look like I'm doing? Not gonna lie, you look like shit. Oh, thanks. If I could feel much, I'd sure feel like it too. If you want to be alone, I can leave. Fuck no. I've had enough of sitting in a room staring at the walls. Or when that gets boring, the ceiling. Heh, alright. So what's on your mind? Oh, you know, the realization of my fragile mortality. Shit like that. What happened? When you fell, I thought... I did too. After the fall, the next thing I remember was waking up in the hospital. According to Victoria, that freak saved me. Soft spot for a fellow countryman? I'm American, you jack-off. Both my parents were born and raised here. Plus, I doubt he checked my DNA while I was fucking falling. Yeah, dumb point. At the hospital, did they hurt you? Nah, just ask some questions. I told them jack fucking shit. Victoria was the only one asking questions. She wants to find you bad. She can be pretty persuasive. She get anything? Screw off. Of course I didn't tell her shit. She did try her voodoo on me. Didn't work. Guess I have a stronger will than you. What do you mean? Don't play coy, you horny shit. She's gotta be an epic fuck. The more I get to know her, the more her facade falls away. I think she's just as trapped as the rest of us in her own way. Bullshit, she's not. She's manipulative as fuck. You should have seen how she tried to play me in the hospital. She is fucking dangerous, Grimm. Stop thinking with your dick. You should probably go and see how the others are making out. I'll be fine. You just go find our girl. Yeah, Ellen, you're probably right. I'll come back and check on you in a bit. Not like I'm going anywhere. Hey, I'm back. Found her. Slurring her words, that's my boy. Knew you had it in ya. Where is she? Quickly, show me. That's her, right? I think so, but we need to be sure. Can you enhance that or whatever you guys do? I can't enhance it, but I can just zoom in. Gloria, is it her? It's her. Gloria, what on earth are you doing? Can you give me a projected route? 1 second. Oh no. Henry, what is it? Get your things, I know exactly where she's headed. Where? Home. Well, well, well. Shanlon, Gloria, you gonna let me in? This is a surprise. I thought you'd be in custody by now, honestly. But where are my manners? Don't stand out there like a wet puppy. Get inside, out of the rain. Shame on you for not getting my... Excuse me. Shame on you for getting my hopes up. I thought you might be someone else. Where's Papa? God, you haven't changed a bit. Take a seat. No thanks. Sit down, girl. So, I take it you saw the interview then? I did. So, where is he? I can't believe you actually bought it. I thought you were smarter than that. I knew that was bullshit. If you're here for a chat and not revenge, I'd turn around right now. It won't go as you expect. You might have turned him against me, but... Dear God, was I ever this young and stupid? I know you hate me. If I were you, I would too. With the dead mother and the daddy issues you had, it's no surprise. You hated me too, I could tell. Darling, when it came to you, I never cared one way or the other. What? You think I whispered in his ear at night to throw you out, especially after what happened to that Timmy or whatever his name was? You hate people like me. You call us milchers. I don't hate milchers. Far from it. Without you lot and the controversy you generate, I'd be half as popular as I am. You'd be amazed at how much of my audience tunes in just to get angry. You're full of it. If anyone hates milchers in this house, it's your precious papa. Believe me or don't, makes no difference. He's upstairs. Ask him yourself. Fine. Goodbye. It really is like I never left. Hey, buddy. It's been a long time. Did you miss me? I miss you too. Donut, I'm scared. But this is the only way to help them. Help who? Papa? What are you doing here? We need to talk. You will turn yourself in. I will get you counsel. You will plead guilty. Then we're done. Papa, why won't you even look at me? In return, I will clear Ellen's debts. And I will never see you again. Is that understood? But Papa, don't call me that. Don't act like you're really her. My Gloria died 2 years ago. What? Begins to well up. Don't say that. I'm right here. Just look at me, please. The police will be here soon. What about Henry? Papa, stop calling me that, you monster. I'm the monster? Everyone was right about you. I should have known. I was just a kid when you threw me out, but I'm the monster? Gloria, what are you? Well, if that's what I am, I might as well show it. Tommy! Tommy, wake up! Tommy? Oh, God. No, no, no. Gloria, what's happened, baby? Papa, what are you doing? Am I monster enough for you? Gloria, please. You were supposed to protect me. You were supposed to be my father. You were always larger than life. I just wanted your attention, a little love. Do I have your attention now, Papa? Gloria, you're just a scared, selfish man, not like Henry, or even Grim, Ellen, and Katie. They actually care about me. Gloria, please. Shit. What is it? We have to move. Damn, the security bot. I got this. Hold on. Holy shit. Fuck me, that's gonna leave a mark. Good work. Hurry. On your six. Come on, you piece of junk. Get a move on. No matter what you see up there, we get her and get out. Agreed, Grim. It's gonna be alright. She'll be alright. She has to be. Suck the pilot's dick if you have to, but get me a drone here now. I can't just... You wanted a break. We'll share the byline. Just get it here now. What's the catch? We'll deal with that later. Just get it out here. Fine, but this better pan out. Oh, it will. Where is she? Oh, fuck me. Of course. Long time, Henry. I have zero patience for you, Shanlon. Upstairs, there was an explosion. Is everyone? No idea. I'm not crazy enough to go up there. Let's go. Whatever you two are about to do, you better do it fast. Police bands are lit up right now. They bringing you in for solicitation? Just do what you need to and get out. Mother of God, what happened? Check on Gloria. I'll see if that asshole is still alive. He's alive and looks like he'll stay that way. Gloria! Ugh! Henry! Just tell me you're okay. I'm sorry, I thought Papa would... Damn it, why did you even talk to him? For you, you almost died. Ellen is in a coma. No one should suffer because of me. Hey, I look after you, little one. Let me worry about that. Henry, let's get out of here. What about him? Not worth the effort. How is she? Shaken. Let's get her safe. Authorities have confirmed the explosion at the Hills looks. We've gotten reports that the explosion is related to anti-corporate terrorists. LAPD has issued evacuation orders for the surrounding area. That complicates things. Service elevator? Henry, I'm sorry. I didn't want to be kicked out. I didn't want to be hunted down, and I didn't want to see you slowly die. We'll figure it out. And hey, Ellen's okay. She's waiting for you back home. Ellen? Elevator's here. Yeah, she's looking forward to seeing you. But what about you? Not now, Gloria. Shit, we're gonna have company. Well, fuck. Might as well say hi. Just stay right there, Grim. Didn't we kick your ass enough last time, Brokeback? You got nowhere to go, and this time we got you all dead to rights. Vostoker, LAPD's finest. Heh. For all our sakes, I'd rather not have to use them. Just give it up already. Besides, don't want your wife to have to drop you. You there, Sonya? Fuck you, Tex. Grim, please don't do anything stupid. Sir, reports are showing even more movement closing in on this location. Not good. We're surrounded, outmanned, and outgunned. Yeah. Biggs, this is it. You have to let me go. You know I can't do that. Grim, thank you. You tried, but I can't let everyone die because of me. Enough. Get those hands pointed to the sky. Especially you, big man. Henry, shield her and follow my lead. What? I've got one last trick up my sleeve. Go! Ah! Sorry, Tex, you know how it is. Oh shit, Grim, you fuckwit. Fuck it, unload on him. Tex and the others begin to blindly fire through the smoke. Get back here, you squirrely motherfucker. Bullets rip through the thick smoke. Ah! Follow me, you fucking idiot! Oh shit. We're in position, but we're too late. Vostok is already engaged. Is our friend in position, Victoria? He better be. We have no time. I'm here, preparing to engage. Oh fuck, it's the Red Moon. Perfect. Send in our men. All of you, get out there now. Remember, we want her alive. Yes, miss. Go, quickly. Fuck me, you two fine? Yeah, you bought us some time. Now what? I don't know yet. Fucking Sonya took a shot at me. I'm gonna have to go out there, buy you some time. No, fuck that. No, he can't. Engaging target. Shit, we're fucking surrounded. I'll handle this. The giant charges the metal beast. Henry! As he rushes the mech, its Gatling gun fires off a few rounds. Pushing the giant gun to the side, Henry positions himself under the hulking metal monster. With a powerful blow, Henry's fist smashes through the underplating of the mech, forcing shards of metal up inside it. Holy shit! Breathing heavily, only a few more. Henry, just a scratch, high caliber. I'm fine. I'm losing my patience here, and so are my employers. You did what you could, but you're not making it out this time. We've got nano-ceramic shells. Not even Gibson could take more than a couple of them. Sonya, if you get a shot, take it. He's in cover behind the truck. I know you don't want this, but Grim has routed a call via his AI to me. Bad timing, Kay. Fuck it. Put him through. Thought that was you on sniper duty. You missed. I don't miss. You do this, you'll fucking die, all three of you. Sonya, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. Not this time. I don't blame you for the past, but I can't sit by and let something like that happen again. Then don't! I don't know what the fuck this is about, but you have nothing to be ashamed of. Yes, I do, and I'm sorry I left it on you all these years. Sam, cut comms. Retard? Retard? Grim? Oh no. What? He's here. You, go flush them out. We'll put down fire for you. I want double pay for this shit. Just fucking do it. Ugh! What the hell? Where'd you go? He'll live. Now forgive the interruption, but this was taking rather too long. What the fuck? You're a... Fuck, hold your fire! I bring a message. Greetings, I am Meredith White. Now, some of you may have worked for me before, it is of no matter. On my command, Vostok's contract with the LAPD will temporarily be transferred to Baynard Industries. What? You can't do that. Most certainly can. Now, Victoria. Yes, ma'am, starting now. Transfer code sent. Authorization transfer taking effect. All police mechanical units are now under Baynard command. As such, any contracts with Vostok in regards to this matter are under injunction. Now, you are currently trespassing and are assumed to be assisting these fugitives. However, if you vacate immediately, no punitive actions will be taken against you. What the fuck? She just played the shit out of them. Now, this next message goes out to the young Miss Connor. You are to turn yourself in. If you do, I guarantee the safety of your party. Both of your guards acquitted themselves well. This is a one-time offer. He's lying. Henry, please take the chance. Can't you see? It's over. No, it's not. Keep close to him, little one. He is one of the good ones. What? Henry's hand grabs his limiter and begins to wrench it free. Oh, shit. Biggs, no! A red moon? What the fuck is going on? Put down your weapon and leave the premises. Huh? Go fuck yourself. Failure to comply. Get your metal claws off Christina. You motherfucker. Grim! Henry turns the corner, his augments exploding in power, unrestricted without his limiter. Forget you! Take him down! The crowd rumbles as Tex regains his composure. Oh fuck, wait! A loud pop can be heard as the mech's foot crushes down on his body. Oh shit. Colliding into the beast, he rips it around as it begins to fire. Sweeping its gun arm across the battlefield and firing blindly through the thick smoke. Amidst the panic, the Red Moon charges forward. Not possible. Not fucking possible. Christ, don't fail me now, girl. Come on! Henry! Henry's fist collides into the Red Moon's skull with an echo that reverberates throughout the entire plaza. With the Red Moon dazed, Henry smashes his head into the mech's leg. I will die, but I am taking you first! Suddenly, an eruption of fire concentrates on Henry's position. Henry dodges behind a mech as a shield, but it is shredded by the concentrated attack. Leaping from beyond the wreckage, Henry charges again. Not today! Grabbing the Red Moon's arm, Henry crushes its hand. Hey, you metal dumpster shit! Stella's firepower focuses towards the Red Moon. As the mech begins to fall over, its cannon points in Sonya's direction. Shit! 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 God damn it! Who the hell are you? Oh, fuck. Under the strain of no longer having the limiter, Henry's body begins to seize up. Hold your fire. This one is mine. Gloria, stop! Voice trembling. Now you get what you want. I've waited a long time for this. Finally, justice will be served. Before you finish this, know I regret everything I have done to your people. Save it for those on the other side. Now is the warrior ready to pass on? Do it! Henry! Get away from him! Easy. The Red Moon begins to slowly back up. You, Biggs, you can't die! Gloria, get out of there! Holy shit, Caesar! Wait! The ground begins to rumble. Crippled and broken, the soldier falls 40 feet away. And I told you, leave him alone. Oh, shit. Take her out. What in the name of... Silence takes over the courtyard. Gloria. Biggs. Gloria, I failed you. No, you didn't. You always said you weren't a hero, but you're wrong. You're my hero. After the war, I felt like my life was over. I was broken. Until I met you. You reminded me that there is good in this world. Things worth fighting for. Seeing you grow up has been the greatest joy I've ever had. You are, and will always be, a daughter to me. You're my hero. Goodbye, Gloria. Henry! Mother of... What? What the fuck? Oh, God! Oh shit! Come on, start! God damn it! Yes, you! Stop! Sasha speeds into the courtyard. What the hell are you doing? Victoria! What the hell happened? Oh God, what the fuck are you doing, Sasha? Come on, kid, we're getting the fuck out of here. Ah, stop. No, Gloria, no! Holy shit, Grim, we gotta go right now. Gloria! Fuck me, I'll drag your ass. No! Chapter 8, Broken. Well, all the shit just went down.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a climax. Henry died. I think the Red Moon died. I think a lot of fucking soldiers died. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of shit happened. Shit's getting crazy now. If you haven't bought the game yet, what the fuck are you doing? So go ahead and support it on Patreon. Remember, there's a version on Itch. That's the one I'm reading now. But I do support him on Patreon. And Philly's a pretty cool guy. You can actually talk to him right in his server. I asked him. I said, I thought about making a game like this based on some old novels I wrote. And he said, I said, would I be able to do it? I mean, what's all involved? He said, actually, it's more about skill. He told me it takes a lot of skill. That's what he said. It's not so much about what kind of computer you have and all that. Yeah. He says it's all about skill. So, oh, by the way, he's not making this in Daz 3D or Blender. This is something called Octane. And I never heard about it until one of the mods were telling me about Octane. That's why this game looks so fucking good. Because he's rendering this shit with ray tracing. Like, all this shit's literally ray traced and spiffy. But these are images from a ray traced machine. So even though my machine doesn't have ray tracing, I've got a GTX and an RTX card, I can show you ray traced images because they've already been rendered as ray tracing. That's fucking cool. Even the animations are ray traced. So you can see how awesome it looks. And it doesn't even take any real power from the computer because it's just simple animation movies and images. So that's just incredible that Rempy, which is the engine he's using, is still capable of this. When Rempy first started out, there was a couple of little crappy novels, nothing amazing. But now we're in this age, which is like the golden fucking age of Rempy, I swear. Because this is amazing. Probably one of the best visual novels I've ever read as far as the Western scene goes. So yeah, go ahead and pick it up. And I'm the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers.